There's a lot of attention these days on whether Congress will expand Medicare coverage to pay for prescription drugs. But with almost no attention, a new rule went into place this month that limits another important Medicare service. Three patient advocacy groups today are going to court here in Washington to try to delay a new limit on the physical, occupational, and speech therapy that people get to help them recover from an injury or illness. NPR's Joseph Shapiro reports.
Mary Lewis has a tough choice to make. She has a bad back, a bad knee, and a bad hip. Her doctor says she needs physical therapy. But under a new Medicare rule, her rehabilitation could be costly if she gets therapy for all three. That's because on September 1st, Medicare put a limit on how much therapy someone like Lewis can get. The new limit is $1,590 a year, probably not enough for all the physical therapy Lewis needs. The 65-year-old retired nurse lives in Newport, Rhode Island. She first read about the cap last week.
My first reaction, disgust. I was very disgusted with our government. I just couldn't believe that they would do this to the elder people, people who need care in order to survive in their home if something happens.
For her own care, Lewis had to decide what therapy she needed most. So she canceled the physical therapy she was getting for her bad back. Instead, she'll use the money to get treatment for her knee. Congress first passed the cap in 1997 as part of an attempt to control rising Medicare costs and to respond to reports of overuse of therapy, especially in nursing homes. But the cap was so unpopular with patients and healthcare providers that Congress quickly put it on hold. The cap lasted only 1 year. Stephanie Maxwell studied it. She's a healthcare analyst with the Urban Institute, a Washington policy group. And from her work, she can estimate the impact of the new cap. Some 4 million Medicare patients a year need physical, occupational, or speech therapy.
Of those, about 12% spend more than what this new spending limit will allow Medicare to cover.
And Maxwell says they will be paying for therapy out of their own pockets, sometimes a lot.
Our study showed that about half of those use up to a few hundred dollars more than the new limit. But the sickest 5% of those needed a few thousand dollars worth of services beyond the new limit.
The patient advocacy groups going to court today argue that Medicare has not done enough to let people like Mary Lewis know that there is now a cap on therapy. Robert Hayes runs the Medicare Rights Center, one of the groups that is suing. He says the groups want a delay and more.
There's no question that judicial proceedings are only buying time. And we're trying to buy time because every day that the cap is postponed, more people will be able to get what they need. But ultimately, Congress has to fix this because Congress created the problem back in the late 1990s.
For patients, making sense of the new therapy limits will not be easy. There is one safety net for people like Mary Lewis. She can get her physical therapy at a hospital, and it won't count against the Medicare cap. But from her own experience, Lewis thinks she gets better care at a nearby sports medicine clinic. And like many older people, Lewis does not want Medicare to limit her health care choices. Joseph Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.